This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Ah, Katrina Rowe, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well, now yourself.
Your own this morning, poor old you.
I know, poor old me. And poor old little Dan too, not feeling well this morning.
Yeah, that's true. Oh. Well, this week I was going to talk about attention-seeking behaviour because we've been experiencing a little bit of it lately.
Oh, good.
I find it quite hard to know how to deal with it. I know some parents probably would have a lot more experience with this than me, so I'd be interested to hear what other people think. But, you know, it's that dilemma. You don't want to reward the behaviour by supplying the negative attention, but at the same time, you can't let them totally get away with behaviours that are unacceptable. So it's quite tricky.
This is true. Now, give us an example of exactly what attention-seeking behaviours and what you regard to be attention-seeking behaviour.
Okay, well, one of the ones that I thought was quite obvious was that last week I had a friend over for dinner, and while we were talking, I gave Birdie her evening milk. Now, Birdie and I would normally sit down together and read stories while she has her milk. So she's, you know, she's quite used to having my full attention at that time of the day. But because I was chatting with my friend, I just gave her the milk and kept chatting. And then suddenly I noticed that Birdie is pouring her milk all over the kitchen floor in a very obvious attempt to get my attention.
Yeah, I think I think you hit the nail on the head there. What did you do? I mean, did you just ignore this or punish? What did you do?
Well, I felt that I had to deal with the behaviour because she was making such a big mess. So I stopped my conversation and made Birdie clean up the mess. But when we were finished, my friend said, oh, well, she got what she wanted, meaning that, in a way, I had rewarded her by giving her my attention. I had a very similar incident while I was on the phone to a friend. Birdie starts hitting her cousin on the head with a recorder. I felt like I had to intervene to protect my niece, but by cutting short my phone call, in a way, she was also getting what she wanted. So, yeah, it's really hard to know what to do sometimes.
Suggestions, solutions? I don't know. Well, what can we do? It must be something we can do to deal with it.
Well, look, most of the experts, I've sort of been trawling the experts, and most of the advice says that you should just ignore attention-seeking behaviour, but not everyone agrees. And the difficulty is that it's hard to be sure that the behaviour really is attention-seeking, and two, the problem is that if you ignore the behaviour, then you are teaching your kids that they can get away with anything while you're on the phone or while you're busy or while you have a friend. So I think that you do have to deal with the behaviour, but not by reacting emotionally or getting upset. Now, there are some things that the experts all seem to agree on, though, and that is that it's useful to redirect the child towards a positive activity and to let them know that you will be available when your task is finished. So, for example, by saying, after I'm finished talking on the phone, then we'll all go to the park, that kind of thing. And also, they all seem to agree on the importance of giving your child positive attention when they are behaving well, but it's just no guarantee, because I'm sure we've all had those days where we've taken our child out somewhere special, they've had our full attention all day, and then we get home and they still muck up. So, you know, I don't think there's this really obvious relationship between how much positive attention you give and how much, you know, attention-seeking behaviour you're going to see. It doesn't seem to be that simple. So I would really be interested to know how other parents have dealt with this, particularly when a child is displaying constant need for attention. Because then I think that's when you've really got to nail it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what do you think? 1-300-40-20-20. Is attention-seeking behaviour a problem in your family? And how do you deal with it? If you do, if you can, if you've got the magic solution, please let us know. And when should you ignore it? Is there a way that you should intervene, or how should you intervene? Does a positive redirection kind of work for you? Love to hear from you. 1-300-40-20-20. Thanks a lot, Katrina.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I'm not providing any of the answers today, really.
Some of this stuff, though, is there an answer? I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, we fluke it sometimes.
That's right.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.